I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. While most outdoor enthusiasts in West Virginia are energized about hunting season, trout stocking is getting underway in some of the most popular waters in the state. We'll talk more about that coming up in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Somewhere in between your tree stand and turkey blind, you really ought to work in a trip to a trout stream in West Virginia. The DNR's fall stocking is underway.
This is a two-week deal. We stock this week and we'll continue next week. All the waters, there's 34 waters being stocked this week, and they'll all be stocked again next week. And we've gotten a little bit of rain here in the last few days, and it's put a little bit of water in the stream, so that's a good thing. And stocking should go off without any problem.
That's Mike Shingleton, head of the DNR's trout program. He says the main reason for the fall stocking is to rotate inventory out of the hatchery system, something they started back in the 1960s.
We do our spawning in the fall. We begin in August. And so after we've spawned the brood trout, they're in the hatchery, and they take up space that the production trout for the spring stocking season could better utilize. The number of brood kind of crowds things in the hatcheries, and so it began as a way to get rid of those excess brood that we don't need anymore. We've spawned them 2 or 3 years and we just don't need them, and so we usually have 5 or 6, 7,000 pounds of those, and so then we take fish that would be for next spring and kind of push them through the summer to get some growth on them. And typically we're stocking around 35,000 pounds.
Plus, it offers plenty more fishing opportunities. It
certainly gives anglers an opportunity to trout fish in the fall. We haven't stocked any water since the end of May, and so this gives them another opportunity. And plus, with the water temperatures the way they are, these trout, the ones not caught, will continue through November, December, available for anglers, and so it's a good opportunity.
And don't worry, just because it's cool, they'll still be biting.
They're going to be still pretty active. They're coming out of waters at our hatcheries that are in the mid-low 50s, and they're going into being stocked in the waters that are probably in the mid-50s or so, low 50s. And so there's not a lot of change for them, and they should be just as active and feeding. I mean, those are ideal temperatures for them to feed.
And you can check the DNR's website each day to find out what waters were stocked, or call the trout hotline at 304-558-3399. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.